to you, brothers and sisters. And if you're here for the first time, we'd like to welcome you to Chinese Baptist Church.
如果你是第一次来到我们华人浸信会，我们欢迎你。
It's a great day to be in God's house.
今天是一个在神家里面的好日子。
And open His Word and hear what He has to say to us.
打开他的话语，听下他有什么要跟我们说。
And again, let's continue to pray for our short-term mission team. They are in Midwest.
让我们继续为我们的短宣队祷告，他在我们的中西部短宣。
And for Pastor Choi and Pastor John and the rest of the brothers and sisters going to three different states sharing the love of Jesus.
是为杨牧师和蔡牧师祷告，以及所有的弟兄姊妹在短宣队里面为神去各的做工。
This morning in the English service, Pastor Justin was preaching about the importance of following the Lord.
今天早上在英文堂，黄牧师在他的讲章是如何跟随神。
We did not talk to each other about talking about the same theme.
我没有跟他夹过说要讲什么，但是我们讲的都是一样。
But God's Spirit put this on our heart to speak on the same subject.
神的灵在我们两个身上作工，所以我们今天讲的话题都是一样的。
So this message is primarily for those who are believers, who are Christians, and it's a reminder of what it means to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
所以今天这个讲章特别是提醒我们基督徒的，怎么要成为门徒的。
So Psalm 25, it's a psalm of protection, a psalm of wisdom, and a psalm of seeking instruction from the Lord.
所以诗篇第25篇是一篇追求智慧、追求指引、追求带领的一篇讲章。
But we will specifically focus on verses 4 and 5.
我们特别来看看第4和第5章节。
Other themes or other, the chapter is broken down, the first three verses, David pleads for God's protection on his life.
这篇讲章是分开不同的章节的，首先是大卫是祈求他对神的怜悯。
Second one is David asks for guidance that the Lord would lead him on the correct path.
第二个是大卫要求神给他的带领。
And then in verses 6 and 7, David is being reminded that God's love is forever and his steadfast love is never ending.
第六和第七章大卫提到是神的
And then the last part of the psalm, David acknowledges that blessing and prosperity will come to those who fear and honor the Lord.
最后第七章第七节的时候，大卫讲到所有的祝福都是临到给敬畏神的人。
But before we can really understand what it means to follow God, let's look at verses 6 and 7.
我们看这个之前，我们首先看第六、第七节。
And the typical Houston weather, the rain is here.
好像下了很大雨，现在很正常的 Houston weather 天气。
Brothers and sisters, if you are in Christ, remember 6. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old.
诗篇第25章第6节，耶和华啊，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是恒古以来所常有的。
And verse 7, remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, Lord.
第七节那里讲到，求你不要纪念我幼年的罪孽。 和我的过犯，耶和华啊，求你因你的慈惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。
So brothers and sisters, before I can make a pastoral plea to you to follow the Lord, I want you to know who you are in the Lord.
喺我同大家讲，从一位牧师嘅角度嚟，话俾你听点样去做一个基督徒，我点样跟随神，我大家去纪念呢段话语。
That when you trusted in Christ Jesus, you have received the Spirit of the living God.
當我哋接受耶穌基督作為救主嘅時候，我哋已經有佢靈喺住喺我哋裏面。
Jesus said, "He who believes in me has life and life eternal."
耶穌會講過喺我喺相信佢嘅就有永生喺佢裏面。
Remember in verse 7, be reminded that all of your shame and guilt has been wiped out because of what Jesus has done for you on the cross.
因為耶穌基督喺十字架上嘅再俾我哋嘅救恩，我哋嘅已經赦免喺第七節嗰度講到。
Because God is good.
因為神係好嘅。
And His love is forever. Amen.
佢嘅愛係永遠長存嘅。Amen.
And also at this time of the church calendar.We ask the brothers and sisters like yourself to consider in what ways you can serve God through CBC.
喺我哋日子裏面，我都想大家去思考下點樣可以係為我哋教會點樣去侍奉出力。
So on that welcome table, you will see sheets of different ministry areas where you can serve.
喺外面嗰、那個迎接嗰個攤位嗰度，你可以睇到有一個表係可以喺唔同嘅地方去侍奉嘅喺我哋教會。
Pray today and this coming week and see how God wants you to be a part of His ministry through His church.
希望大家係真係喺神面前禱告，係睇神點樣帶領我哋去喺佢嘅教會裏面去侍奉去作工。
And as you pray, I'd like for us to be focused on what it means.To ask the Lord to show us His way, to teach us His path, and to lead us into His truth.
喺我哋禱告嘅時候，希望大家都係去特別去求神，去點樣去帶領，點樣去顯示佢嘅旨意俾我哋。
So David in verse 4, he pleads. The whole psalm is a prayer. So he's asking the Lord. Number one, make me to know Your ways, O Lord, and Make me to know Your ways.
所以第四節嗰度咧睇到成篇詩篇都係一個禱告嚟嘅。第四節嗰度講到係叫神俾佢教訓，教佢點樣去引領佢。
You see, King David, this is probably in the middle of his life when he was already a king.
依個時候應該係大衛王已經成為咗王喺佢中年嘅時候。
So he's not a teenager, this David the shepherd boy who killed the Goliath. He's an adult and he's been a believer for some time.
他已經再不是小孩子，在那時候牧羊人跟哥利亞鬥的時候，他已經是一個成年人。
Like many of us here, we are here in a multi-generational congregation.
好像我們這樣已經是三代同堂，有很多不同有子有女的在這裡了已經。
Some of you have become believers in 1940s, 50s or 60s, some of you just recently.
有些信神可能是幾十年前，有些可能剛剛信的。
But sometimes we forget the calling that the Lord has placed on us.
有時候可能我們已經忘記了神對我們的呼召是什麼。
So David prays here, Lord,In another English translation, it says, "Show me the correct path of life."
So David 喺度系佢话指引指示我将你的道路教训我。
We see that David here, he's crying out to God for wisdom in any of the decisions of his daily life.
你可以睇到大卫王喺度系呼求神喺每一个事情上面，每一个主意上面都呼求神嘅旨意。
Because David knows that he cannot build.Life on his own wisdom and by his own abilities.
因为大卫知道佢唔可以靠自己嚟到做一切嘅事情。
Imagine he was the king. He had all the counselors. He had people around him.
大家可以谂下嗰阵时候，佢系大卫王，佢周围有好多嘅谋士，好多人帮佢出主意。
But yet we see the humility that he was asking, Lord, show me how to live this life.
But 佢都系谦卑落嚟去求神。教訓佢，指示佢嘅道路。
And this is the same prayer that all of us as Christians are out to pray every day.
依個亦都係我哋作為基督徒應該每一日向神禱告嘅時候嘅祈求。
Especially those who are in elementary school or maybe high school or college.
尤其是我哋喺啲幼兒園中學或者係學習嘅時期。
As you are leaving the comfort of your home or even of your home church.
當係你去離開自己嘅教會去到外面嘅時候
，You will be out there in the real world and meeting people of all kinds of backgrounds and different belief systems。
喺呢個社會外面有好多唔同嘅人，有唔同嘅信仰。
But if you are a follower of Christ, you can follow the Lord by daily asking Him, Lord, make your way shown to me.
但是我们可以是跟随神，求神指引我们每一日的道路。
Secondly, David asks the Lord to teach him his path.
第二个是大卫叫他教训他。
It's the same verse. It says, teach me your paths. The word ways and paths is the same word.
教训他的道路和他的道路英文的都是一样，道路和道路。
Literally, that word is when there's a wagon that goes on the same path all the time, it creates this visible path.
当一个木头车经过个道路无数次的时候，就在个路上面变成一条路的痕迹，那就是个路了。
So this idea that David, in his humility, he is willing to be taught of how he should rule and live and make his daily decisions.
所以在这里看到大卫王很谦卑地在这里求神指引他的道路。
Now we might ask a question, Lord, what are your paths?
那可能我们在这里问了，神，究竟你要我走什么路？
Well, we know this is God's living word.
我们看到圣经就是神的话语会指引我们。
All the 66 books of this Bible is God's revelation and God's instruction to you and me.
66卷书里面就是神给我们的道路和指引。
Also, let's be reminded when our Lord and Savior Jesus was on earth just a few hours before his betrayal.
我们纪念到神在地上的时候，是他被出卖之前。
If you have a Bible, it's John 16:13.
如果你係有聖經嘅話咧，我想你去到約翰福音
John 16:13.
第十六章第六節。
Verse 13. Jesus is saying, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak." And he will declare to you the things that are to come.
约翰福音第十六章第十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，你要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
You see, Lord Jesus was God's incarnation, God's truth in flesh.
你睇到耶稣基督系道成肉身嚟到呢个世界上嘅。
But we know that Jesus only lived on earth for 33 years, and then he was crucified, was risen again, and ascended back into the presence of the Father.
我们知道耶稣基督都是在世上33年，跟着是被钉十字架，跟着就升天。
And we read the Gospels about the life of Jesus.
我们在四福音里看到耶稣基督的生平。
But how do we know which path to follow?
但是我们怎么知道哪一条路才是对我们的呢？
Sometimes we want to know the details and the step-by-step instructions on how we can live a life that will honor God.
有時我哋希望得到嘅係一步一步點先可以得到神嘅喜悅同埋得到神嘅旨意咧。
Well, that's what this verse says, that the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of Trinity, was sent into our hearts to remind us of this truth.
喺呢度就講到三位一體嘅聖靈喺我哋住喺我哋心裏面，就會幫我哋去做到呢樣嘢。
And notice verse 14 in John. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. John 16, verse 13 and 14. I just read verse 14.
好，约翰福音第十六章嘅第十四节嗰度就系咁讲嘅。他要荣耀我，因为他要将受我的告诉你。
And that's what.The work and the function of God's Holy Spirit.
聖靈就係有咁嘅功用，可以幫助我哋。
He's teaching us and guiding us into all truth.
佢哋教我哋嘅真，佢哋會教我哋真理同埋引導引領我哋。
Because He's glorifying the Son.
因為佢係榮耀我哋嘅救主耶穌基督。
And when we ask the Lord to teach us His path, God is glorified in us.
當我哋求告神去指引我哋嘅時候，佢哋經過呢件嚟到榮耀神。
So you may be facing an important decision in your life today.
或者今日你哋有一个好重要嘅决定要做嘅。
Or you have already, or you will.
或者你可能將會做呢個決定，或者已經做咗呢個決定。
And you will not find specific instructions for your specific case in the Bible.
可能你揾唔到一啲喺聖經裡面，特別係你嘅例子。
But you know that the Spirit of God and the Word of God is sufficient to speak God's will to you.
但係我哋知道係聖靈同埋聖經嘅教訓係已經足夠幫助我哋。
You see, David says, "Make me to show your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths."
喺度講到求你將你的道指引我，將你的路教訓我。
A disciple of Jesus Christ is a learner of Christ who follows God's provided path.
作為一個基督徒係跟隨基督嘅門徒，我哋係跟隨基督嘅指引同埋教訓。
God will not lead you to a wrong path.
耶穌唔會帶你走錯路。
He will show you, and He has shown it to you and me.
佢喺呢度好明明白白咁顯示佢嘅道路。
But in our earthly body, sometimes we still do not follow nor obey Him.
喺我哋嘅肉體嗰度，好多時候我哋都唔去順從聖靈，唔順從神嘅旨意。
And that's where, brothers and sisters, we must be reminded of verse 6 and 7.
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要常常記得第六、第七節喺呢度詩篇嘅。
Especially verse 7, he says, "Remember not the sins of my youth."
尤其是第七節，佢哋講到求你不要記念我幼年的罪業和我的過犯。
We trust in Him and we follow Him.
我哋相信神，我哋會跟隨神。
A famous American writer once asked. People and saying he would ask different people that he meets. He says, "Are you a Christian?"
他會問唔同嘅人，你究竟係咪基督徒啊
？Are you a Christian?
你係咪基督徒啊
？And when he hears people that say, "I'm trying to be a Christian. I'm not sure if I'm a Christian. I'm not a good Christian."
佢會聽到有啲人話我唔係一個好嘅基督徒，我只係嘗試緊做一個好嘅基督徒，但係做得唔夠好。
He would always say to them,
他就跟他们说了,
"Being a Christian is not you trying to do something for God."
做基督徒不是你为神做什么。
Being a Christian means you are trusting in Christ. You are trusting in the living God. You are trusting in God's Spirit.
做基督徒是你相信神，将你的信任交在神的手里面，交在神的灵里面。
And the way we trust Him in our daily life is when we're humbly asking Him, "Show me your path, God."
我哋相信神最好嘅做法就係求謙卑落嚟，求神指引我哋嘅路，求佢嘅旨意喺我哋每件事度。
And teach me.
教導我哋。
Whether through morning service like this, through a Bible class, or on your own at home, ask Him, "Teach me, God, your path."
喺唔同嘅渠道嗰度教导我哋，好似我哋主日学啊，好似我哋崇拜啊，或者你哋屋企自己灵修嘅时候。
And then in verse 5, David says, "Now lead me in your truth."
喺第五节嗰度讲到，求你以真理引导我、教训我，因你是救我的神。
It literally means, "Take me by your hand and make me walk."
呢度讲到就系揸住我只手，同我一齐行。
Some of you are here with children. Some of you have younger children, and some of you have grandchildren.
有喺度好多人都有小朋友或者係有啲孫嘅。
You take walks, God. You go to the park. You go to the store. When you leave the store, you go to the parking lot. You walk them by your hand, right?
所以好多時你出去行街嘅時候，尤其是經過啲停車場嘅時候，你都會揸住你啲孫仔啊仔女嘅手嘅。
You know the destination. You know where you need to take your children or grandchildren. And you take them with you.
你知道你要去邊，但係你會揸住你嘅手同佢哋一齊行。
That's what this idea is. Lead me in your truth, Lord.
就係同呢節都要講啦，就係將你嘅真理引導我、教訓我。
Now, as you walk, does it mean that your following the Lord will be problem-free?
雖然神帶住拖住你嘅手，但係係咪代表咩一帆風順，乜事都冇咧？
If you read the first three verses of this psalm, David was pleading and asking for the Lord's help from his enemies.
如果你睇翻头三节呢个诗篇二十五章嘅时候，其实 大衛王嗰陣時候就係有麻煩，就係求神喺佢嘅敵人中拯救佢。
Let's read verses 1, 2, 3. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. 1 and 2.
Okay, 頭嗰兩節就係咁講嘅。耶和華，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我的素來倚靠你。求你不要我叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敵向我夸胜。
As we follow the Lord in our daily life, the fallen world, it's in chaos, it's in disorder, and of our own human desire, we will experience obstacles and struggles.
我哋都會經過唔同嘅試煉同埋攔阻喺依個世代裏面，同埋喺我哋依個扭壞嘅肉身裏面。
Let's go back to John chapter 15.
我哋又翻去約翰福音十五章。
Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, he was spending time with his disciples.
佢喺被出賣之前，佢係同佢嘅門徒喺埋一齊。
And this is what he told them, John chapter 15, verse 20. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours.
好。约翰福音第十五章第二十节嗰度，你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。仆人不能大于主人，他们若被逼迫了，我也要逼迫你们；若遵守我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
So here we are in America, in Houston, Texas. We may not be experiencing hardship because of our Christian faith.
可能我哋喺Houston 呢個好舒服嘅地方，冇受到任何嘅逼迫。
Maybe not yet。
或者仲未係時候。
But persecution for our faith because of Jesus is normal and expected of disciples of Christ。
但係正常嚟講，作為一個門徒，作為基督徒係受逼迫係理所當然嘅。
A couple of weeks ago, I had lunch with this couple from the country where I was born and raised, from Kazakhstan.
幾個星期前，我同一對夫婦食飯，佢係我出生嘅地方，係喺德卡斯坦。Tajikistan.
That's cool. I'm learning Cantonese way of saying Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan in Mandarin.
Okay.
My Mandarin is terrible.
What? Funny.
So this couple, they became believers while they were professors and teachers at an institution of higher learning in Kazakhstan.
佢依對夫婦係喺喀薩克斯坦嗰度做教授嘅，係一個好高尚嘅行業。
And as they began to understand what it means to follow Jesus in their context of academia.
當佢喺學術上開始有成就，同埋點樣去跟隨神嘅時候
，the deans, the supervisors, the department chairs, they began to be against them and give them a hard time.
學校依個部門同埋啲主管同埋其他教授都開始對佢有意見同埋反對佢哋。
Then they started this home cell group.To invite students to come and have gospel conversations, Bible studies.
喺嗰陣時開始，佢哋就組織一個細胞小組同埋查經小組，邀請啲學生同埋其他人嚟參加。
As that group began to grow more and more, the local authorities began to pay attention.
嗰個小組越嚟越大嘅時候咧，佢哋當地嘅一啲執法人員都開始注意到依個事情。
So long story short.The government opened a criminal case against them for holding illegal religious meetings in their apartment.
長話短說，政府就開咗一個 file 嚟到話佢哋依個聚會係不法嘅。
Brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, when we ask Him to lead us into all truth, we are oftentimes inviting trouble.
當我哋真係跟隨主嘅時候，好多時候攔阻同埋一啲逼迫就會臨近。
Sometimes there will be a way that God will deliver you.
有时候神会拯救你。
Just like he delivered this couple, they had to flee Kazakhstan and they took refuge here in Houston, Texas.
好似呢对夫妇咁，神拯救佢哋，佢哋离开咗哈萨克斯坦，嚟到 Houston 呢个地方。
But sometimes Christians are left there and sometimes they will suffer, sometimes even die for their faith.
有阵时候神就由得佢哋喺嗰度受到逼迫，或者有时候甚至死亡。
So brothers and sisters, following the Lord, being his disciple,is not an easy walk in the park.
弟兄姊妹，跟随主唔系好容易嘅事，一件唔容易嘅事。
Those of you who are going to college campuses, or maybe you finish college campuses,
你哋有啲可能系要去大学，或者系已经完成大学嘅。
You have a chance to be the light of Jesus Christ.
你都可以成为神嘅光。
So what we're trying to do this week and next week is during this orientation week at different campuses, we're trying to engage with those students.
在这两个礼拜是迎新周的时候，我们会去尝试去接触这些新的学生。
One of the ways you can participate in following the Lord is come along with us and help us touch the college campuses of Houston for Jesus Christ.
我哋邀请你哋，如果你哋系想跟随主嘅，你可以同我哋一齐去呢啲大学，我哋可以去一齐去同呢啲新嘅学生喺呢个迎新周嗰度接触。
That's one of the ways how we can practically say, "Hey, I want to follow the Lord, and I want other people to know His truth too."
呢个就系我哋好直接咁样系话俾人听，我哋要跟随主，同埋将佢嘅好消将佢嘅福音传俾其他人。
Tonight we're going to University of Houston. On Friday we're going to Houston Baptist University.
今晚我哋会去U of H Houston University. 跟住下个礼拜五我哋会去Houston 嘅浸信会大学。
But campuses, academia, schools are one of the greatest needs in our country. It's the greatest mission field.
喺大学嘅校园里面系一个系最需要神信息同福音嘅一个地方。
And as Christians, as disciples, we can show them the love of Christ. We can help them and serve them so that they will know the truth of the gospel of Jesus.
作为神嘅作为一个基督徒，作为一个信徒，我哋都有义务去呢啲地方去侍奉佢哋，帮助佢哋，等佢哋认识真理。
And that's what the mission team, they're in Kansas, in Missouri, and Illinois. That's what they're doing. They're going to those university campuses.To tell them of the truth of this book.
呢个就系我哋短宣队点解去依三个州嗰度去同呢啲校园里面嘅学生去度传讲神嘅话语、神嘅福音。
So let's conclude by this prayer.
我哋结束嘅时候想为用呢个祷告嚟。
And I hope that this is your prayer too.
我希望呢个都系你嘅祷告。
Verse 4 and 5. Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths.
我希望你嘅祷告系神认识我嘅以你嘅真理引领我，教训我，因为你救你是救我的神。
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
呢度讲到求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你耶和华是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Brothers and sisters, as we follow the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我哋跟随神。
Let us remember that God's Son, Jesus the Christ, He empowers us and He gives us His Spirit and enables us.
我哋纪念到我哋主耶稣基督，佢嘅灵住喺我哋里面，佢会帮助我，佢会带领我哋。
Because He has risen from the dead and He conquered death and sin and shame and dishonor.So that you and I may live for His glory. Let's pray. Father God, our life is at your hands. Thank you for your unending and amazing and steadfast love.
感謝你嘅慈愛大能。
We praise you for your goodness and for your kindness and for your faithfulness.
我赞美你的慈爱信实。
Now we recommit our hearts and lives to following and obeying you as your disciples, as your followers.
我们重新立志再跟随你，成为你的门徒。
Whether it's in our homes, in our workplace, in our school, even in our local church or in our small groups, may we follow you.
不论在我们学校、家庭或者教会里面，我们都要跟随你。
And we want the lost world to know that you are the truth, that you are the life, and that there is no other way into your presence but through the gospel truth of Jesus Christ.
我们应该迷失的世代都认识你，认识你是我们唯一的救主耶稣基督。
Thank you for your word.
感谢你的话语。
May we remember your word and practice it.
我们不单止知道你的话语，还在话语里面行出来。
In your son's name we pray.
Okay, 都奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.